Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. Anyone who reads the Bible knows that it contains some stories that are, well, weird. For centuries, people have wondered and even argued about whether these stories are historically accurate. Did the Garden of Eden contain a talking serpent, a creature never known to have existed otherwise? Did Moses really cause dry land to appear in the Red Sea so he and the children of Israel could escape from the Egyptian army? Did a disembodied hand really write a prophecy on a wall during a feast for 1,000 people, a prophecy Daniel was able to interpret? Those are only a few examples. In every case, though, the historical accuracy isn't the most important thing. What is important is the spiritual insight that can be gained from the stories. That's the way it was with the parables Christ Jesus uses in the New Testament. It doesn't matter that the parable of the prodigal son doesn't describe an actual historical event. The important lessons that can be learned from the parable are important. Lessons we can use in our lives today. This week on Morning Prayer, we're going to look at one of those weird Bible stories, the one about Jonah, in which he gets swallowed by a big fish. There are big lessons to learn from it, whether or not it's historically true. May we find that, as the Bible says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Amen.